It's 17th of June. The main feeling in the war is tiredness. In principle, this is quite understandable. The temperature is now hovering around 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The sun is merciless. Even a couple of hours in such conditions takes off all vitality, especially taking into account the fact that it is impossible to be near the front line without body armor and a helmet. And that's about 45 pounds of extra weight, plus a rifle and ammo, plus a bag of journalistic equipment. In total, you have to carry about 100 pounds on yourself. Of course, you get tired of this. But the main tiredness is not physical, not from the large amount of work that has to be done, and not from the burdens that have to be carried. Most of all, you get tired of uncertainty. You have no idea what will happen tomorrow. You have no idea where fate will take you next week. You have no idea when you can be home. You cannot control anything at the most difficult stage of life. To be honest, in the first weeks of the war, it seemed that everything would end quickly. I remember that my comrades and I then fought. Or Georgia in 2008 held out against Russia for 6 days. We have been holding out for 8 days already, so victory is close at hand. For us, the war was a sprint race. We had to throw all our efforts into disrupting the plans of Russian Blitzkrieg, and it seemed that everything would stop after that. We believed that without taking Kyiv and Kharkiv, without taking Sumy and Chernihiv, the Russians would simply leave. A variety of politicians and experts convinced us that we were right. They wrote and talked about the fact that the Russians have resources for 2 weeks, maximum for a month. They urged us to hold out for this time, and then everything will end. But the war does not end even after we have run several sprint distances with full dedication. It turned out that we are running a marathon, but the finish line is very far away, and we can't even imagine now how much longer we have to get to it. Do you know what is the surest sign that our war is a real marathon? These are sleeve insignia for uniforms. I'll explain now. Not so long ago, my comrades and I were transferred from one formation to another. As is always in the case in the army, a change of unit also means a change of sleeve insignia. After all, each division and each brigade has its own symbols. Well, like a screaming eagle from the 101st Airborne Division from the USA. If you leave the 101st, say for a 13th Division, change the eagle for a unicorn, and we changed our sleeve insignia. Now I have 2 pieces of clothing that bear this sign. My jacket and a light coat, which I wear on night duty or when it gets cold. But we were given as many as 5 sleeve insignias. Why so many? They give out on the basis that we will need new signs for a winter uniform. That is, now in the middle of the first summer month, when the winter is still quite far away, the supply is already proceeding with an eye to the fact that we will need to attach new signs to a warm winter jacket. I really want the victory to come as soon as possible, so that the occupied territories and people held hostage become free as soon as possible. And there is always hope for some kind of magical special operation of the Ukrainian army, and months of stubborn resistance have proven that our soldiers and officers can do miracles. And so there is a hope that by some miracle the war will end earlier, but just in case, a winter uniform is already being prepared.